The Reverend Roy Williamson was the Bishop of Southwark, and he tells a story about a service that he went to in a parish in South London. And this particular parish was densely populated by people of an Afro-Caribbean origin, and they were welcoming a new vicar. The service was lively and colourful, and there's a festival atmosphere. There was a lot of singing, and there were a lot of people there. And a procession came in, bringing down the cross. And the procession also had banners and balloons. And they also had a steel band, which was singing the song, "When the Saints Go Marching In." And Bishop Roy Williamson was very much enjoying the service. And then he noticed something that he felt was wrong. The processional cross wasn't being carried straight enough or high enough. And he wondered why the cross wasn't being carried properly. And this annoyed him rather. And anyway, as the procession came to the front of the church, he then saw that that processional cross was being carried by a severely disabled young woman of Afro-Caribbean origin in a wheelchair being pushed by a friend. And she was carrying the cross proudly and with dignity and as straight as and high as possible. In fact, she was carrying it bravely and beautifully and properly. And on seeing the woman, the bishop felt ashamed of his previous thoughts. In our reading from Paul's first letter to the church at Corinth, Paul says that very few of the people in that church are learned or highly born or wealthy. They are rather ordinary people, and some people would look down on them as being low and contemptible. And yet Paul tells us it's these ordinary people that God has called to faith in Christ, to belong to the church of Christ, and to proclaim the gospel of Christ. And so our impression is that in the early church, most of the people were simply ordinary people. Now, that wasn't the case with everyone. Paul himself had been a Pharisee, and so he would have been well educated and also well respected in society. And one of the people who went on missionary journeys with him was Luke. And Luke was a doctor. And on one of Paul's missionary journeys, they went to Cyprus. And one of the converts was Sergius Paulus, who was the governor of Cyprus. And so in the early church, there were some well-educated and people of high social status. But most of the people were of very ordinary background. But the truth is that the gospel is for all people, disabled and able-bodied, for the upper class, the middle class, and the working class, for people who are retired, employed, unemployed, students, or children. Therefore, the well-educated and the not-so-learned. The church is for everyone, and God calls everyone to faith in his Son, Jesus Christ, and in the church to love one another and to love all people. Thinking about our reading from Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, and also that opening story which I told from Bishop Roy Williamson, I want to put it to you that the church has three marks. And the first mark is that all people can contribute to the life of the church. In Bishop Roy Williamson's story, think who was given the honour of carrying the processional cross into church. It was a young woman who was disabled, who came into church in a wheelchair. And think who made up most of the congregation in the Christian church at Corinth. They weren't people of great wisdom or wealth or high social status. And so we've all got our contribution to make in the church. One of the things that I'm always pleased to do when we have our monthly parade services with the guides and the boys' brigade is to try and get a member of the guides and the boys' brigade to read our Bible readings and also to take part in the service in other ways. I can remember once in my first church, well, I adopted the practice of asking people in the congregation to read the Bible readings. And on one occasion, one of the young people, Jeff, came up to me and asked me, "David, can I read a Bible reading?" Well, I purposely not asked Jeff before, because his speech was rather hesitant and I thought that he'd struggle with a Bible reading. But as he'd asked me, I thought, well, I must give him a Bible reading to read. And so I gave him a short Bible reading. And he came and he read it very well. And after that, I continued to give him not only short, but long Bible readings to read in church. And I thought my judgment of Jeff's ability to read in church had been wrong. He was a good reader. I'm sure that all of us can contribute to the life of the church. In worship, by reading the Bible or leading in prayer, or giving out the hymn books and welcoming people, or taking up the offerings, or in other ways, by collecting for Christian Aid in Christian Aid Week, or by helping to look after the church property, or by visiting those who are ill, or by teaching the children and the young people. There's so many ways that people can contribute. And surely all of us can contribute by praying for the fellowship and the life of the church. The second mark I want to share with you is that we can help one another. The person who carried the processional cross into the church was a disabled lady who came in a wheelchair. But she wouldn't have been able to carry that cross unless she'd had a friend who pushed the wheelchair. In our reading from John's Gospel, Jesus says to his disciples, "I give you a new commandment, love one another. As I have loved you, so you are to love one another. If there is this love among you, then all will know that you are my disciples." My second pastorate was Ossett in West Yorkshire, and for several years during my ministry, two of our younger people, Ruth and Michael, brought a disabled young man, Paul, to morning worship in a wheelchair. And we were always pleased to see Paul and to see his wonderful smile. And we were very glad that Ruth and Michael were willing to bring him. And I think in all churches where I've been minister, certainly in most, there have always been people who have been willing to use their cars to bring elderly and infirm people to church to worship, because some of them wouldn't have been able to walk to church and there weren't convenient buses. And so in the church life, it's important that we all try to help one another in whatever way we can. And the third mark is that we remember that God showed his great saving power and love through humility and weakness. When we think of God, we naturally think of God who is all powerful. We worship and praise the Almighty Creator who is omnipotent and eternal. And even when he came to us in the life of Jesus Christ, we see him stilling the storm on Lake Galilee. We see him feeding a crowd of 5,000 from 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And we see him raising Lazarus from the dead after he'd been in the tomb for 4 days. And of course, Jesus did many other great and wonderful things. But in the end, Jesus died hanging from the cross in pain and shame, in humility and weakness. And when the passers-by, the chief priests and the lawyers, goaded him to save himself and to use his power to come down from the cross, he simply met their taunts in silence, and he accepted his death in humility and in weakness. Paul, writing to the Corinthians, says that the Jews look for miracles, the Greeks call for wisdom, but we proclaim Christ, yes, Christ, nailed to the cross. In the church, I believe all of us have a contribution to make, and we can all help one another as we remember that God expressed his wonderful saving love and power through humility and weakness. Amen.